One fire marshal estimated that 1,000 people showed up. Some couldn't get into the main room or an overflow room because those were already full. They all came to learn about and comment on the methanol plant. A Chinese-backed group wants to take natural gas and convert it to methanol at the port of Tacoma and then ship that to China to be used to make raw material for plastics. During a break in the meeting, Joseph Taliento got into a debate with Peter Buck, an electrician who supports the plant.
After you guys are done building it, the jobs are gone.
No, the jobs aren't gone. There are still going to be need to be people to run the plant.
Not many.
Not that point is there won't be that many.
Well, 200 jobs is quite a few in my opinion.
I'm not sure.
The meeting is part of the process of creating an environmental impact statement. People raised fears about pollution, the plant's water usage, and the possibility of a fire in a natural disaster. Here are Bill Kupinski and Karen Cross.
I worry about the fact that seismologists report that the Pacific Northwest is overdue for an earthquake of 8.0 or greater on the Richter scale. That's one big enough to form a tsunami.
If we have no clean water to drink, if we have no air that we can breathe, what are a few dollars and 200 jobs to anyone?
The company that wants to build the plant, Northwest Innovation Works, is backed by a Chinese state agency and a group of investors. It says safety is its top priority and that it plans to use a process designed to keep emissions low. An Army veteran named Jimmy Osborne urged people to keep an open mind.
Let's proceed with the spirit of cooperation that benefits us all.
The city of Tacoma plans to hold another public meeting in February. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.